consider the book that you last held in your hands. The tactile senses that come with reading, the smell of the new pages, the weight of the paper, a freshly cracked spine. All made possible through the book's binding. KJZZ's Casey Kuhn takes us inside a local and world-renowned bindery.
Inside a machine behind a glass window, individual sheets of a book slide methodically toward a dozen churning sewing needles. The book sections are threaded with the state-of-the-art sewer as one of many parts of the creation process. Mike Roswell, president of Roswell Bookbinding, explains.
There's a guy named Joseph Smythe invented this process a couple hundred years ago.
It's one of the many machines adding to the din of the 50,000-square-foot warehouse his business is in. Some are a couple hundred years old, and those, along with the state-of-the-art automated machines, still get used today.
We'll do a run of 5 copies or 8 copies, but we also do tens of thousands of copies. So in a lot of cases, it's still easier for us to use a 200-year-old book press.
Roswell's parents started the company in the 1960s. Their clients were the Phoenix Public Library and university libraries. Now his binding business has evolved to do a lot of high-end packaging.
A lot of the work that we do is not book-related.
When you first walk into the bookbindery in Maryvale near Grand Avenue, that special book smell smacks you right in the face. That smell could be the bookbinding glue or the hundreds of pallets of freshly printed paper. Roswell isn't sure because he can't smell it when I ask him what it is.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Maybe you've been around it so much.
I don't smell anything.
You don't smell it anymore.
No.
But you smelled it, right?
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Really?
Yeah, it's like when you walk into like a really old book like section of the library.
Oh, okay.
You don't know what it is.
No.
Roswell shows me and Justin, KJZZ photographer, around the warehouse floor. Among the rolls of book cover fabric and glue machines clattering is a sectioned-off room.
Here we do conservation and restoration.
Two women are hunched over work tables inside.
They don't brag, but they're artists.
Rakiba Ahmadi is working on a rare edition of Dante's Inferno.
Restoration is my favorite because I'm like restoring people's history and like family heirlooms and anything. You know, when they come pick it up, they're very happy.
And no two books are the same.
It's like a haircut. You go to a salon, then you want different things. The books are the same. Every restoration is different. I've been here for 15 years. I'm still learning.
Roswell Bookbinding does a lot of work restoring Bibles, too, and making one very special Bible in particular, the St. John's Bible.
Leather is Italian calfskin. The boards are birch. These are genuine silver clasps.
Roswell picks up a cardinal red box that holds a crimson leather-bound and gold-stamped tome. It's the size of a large portrait painting and is one of 7 volumes in a set. A limited amount of these sets will be produced. The original Bible, hand-scribed by 6 different calligraphers with original paintings on calfskin vellum, is in Minnesota at St. John's University. Jim Triggs oversees the program that led to the printed Heritage Editions.
It took way longer than anybody thought and cost a lot more than anybody thought, but we've had people quote that the Heritage Edition is the most beautiful book they've ever seen, so it has that kind of impact.
Triggs says the original and the Heritage Editions are meant to evoke the same feeling as ancient Bible texts, hand-scribed by Benedictine monks before the printing press was invented. There's a St. John's Bible at the Library of Congress and the Vatican. The paper is made in New Hampshire, the leather Italian, the printing done in Germany, and the book's headband handmade in Pakistan. And finally, it's all bound together in Arizona.
And so what Roswell's done for us is sort of that exacting ability to get the feel of these ancient manuscripts in a modern book.
The book is breathtaking and expensive. A full set costs $165,000. The custom-made materials and the meticulous production process contribute to the Bible's cost. Roswell turns the cotton pages, admiring the vivid pictures and calligraphy.
You know, I've been looking at these for over 10 years, and I'm still blown away by it, you know, whenever I go through one.
A decade into the project, there are still about a third of the Heritage Editions left to bind.
For us, it's the job of a lifetime, literally.
And Roswell Bookbinding will get credit for their place in history at the back of each Heritage Edition in small print. Casey Kuhn, KJZZ News, Phoenix.